I'm Laura Winters. New this Saturday, we learn two Republican presidential candidates reveal their wives suffered miscarriages, Vivek Ramaswamy and Ron DeSantis.
We got pregnant, but unfortunately, we lost that first baby.
Both participating in a conversation in Des Moines sponsored by evangelicals in Iowa.
But we just kept the faith. We just kept praying.
House Speaker Mike Johnson keeping to his word and promising to release more footage from the riot at the Capitol back on January 6th of 2021. 44,000 hours of video will be released in waves over the next few months. Johnson on X writing, "Truth and transparency are critical. This decision will provide millions of Americans, criminal defendants, public interest organizations, and the media an ability to see for themselves what happened that day, rather than having to rely upon the interpretation of a small group of government officials." In other news, there's a new Fox News poll out of registered voters weighing in on who they would vote for if the election were held today. 40% say they would vote for former President Trump. 33% say they'd vote for current President Joe Biden. Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. getting 13% of the vote. West Virginia Senator Democrat Joe Manchin at 5%, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein getting 4%. Meanwhile, some Americans with other political ticket combos on their mind, USA's John Schaefer explains.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The draft Romney-Manchin committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
To the Middle East now, where the IDF rejecting calls for a ceasefire and moves troops deeper into Gaza, soldiers finding the bodies of two Israeli women who were being held hostage near Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza and returning their bodies to the Holy Land for funerals. This as well-coordinated anti-Israel protests taking place in major U.S. cities, at least 40 protesters arrested at the University of Michigan after they stormed a school building. Scary times in Iceland, where fears of a massive volcano loom, scientists busy monitoring cracks, which they say are getting noticeably bigger by the day. People who live and work there evacuating.
They need to be prepared for happening within the coming week.
This professor from the University of Iceland sitting down with the Daily Record. Crime Stoppers in Detroit now offering a $15,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the murder of Detroit synagogue president Samantha Wall. The 40-year-old woman found dead outside her home in Detroit back on October 21st, hours after attending a wedding. Detectives believe the murder happened inside her house and that she stumbled outside where she collapsed. A suspect had been picked up in Kalamazoo, but he has been released.
They brought in someone, but we do want justice. We don't want them to arrest someone who didn't do it.
A local rabbi there speaking with Fox 17 and this neighbor telling the TV station,
"Everybody wants this to be resolved as soon as possible."
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.